Iran says it has busted a terror network linked to Israel's intelligence agency, Mossad. It says the group was instructed to conduct terror operations ahead of the country's upcoming presidential vote, particularly on the election day. The Iranian intelligence ministry says the network had also planned to carry out terrorist operations against various religious and ethnic groups as part of its mission to create division. It says the network had 12 members, with its leader coming from a regional Arab country. All members have been identified and arrested and their weapons confiscated. The Iranian intelligence ministry says the group's leader was in contact with a central command in Britain. The ministry says it has the names and pictures of foreign intelligence officers active in the network and will release them if need be. Joining us from Ohio now via Skype is the senior editor of Veterans Today, Gordon Duff. Mr. Duff, this is not the first time that such a spy network has been busted in Iran. We've also witnessed the assassination of Iranian nuclear scientists by groups which trace back their roots to these groups that have been named here, namely Mossad and also Britain. What do you make of it, first of all?
Well, one of the most important aspects of this is the multinational nature of the force itself, that the you have Arab nationals tied to an unspecified country, that clearly the Mossad handlers were Mossad MI6 handlers, a very similar situation to the one we're seeing in Syria right now. And these attacks, some of which we've heard were scheduled to go on during the election, but to be against not only Christians in Iran, but Iran's Jewish population, which is a terrible an embarrassment to Israel, that Jews have total religious freedom in Iran. That, of course, has caused them to be targeted as well.
Right. So as this group has just been busted, one does ask the question that to whose in whose favor does this play to? Because a destabilized Iran, as that was the end goal of this group, is not beneficial for the region or for the world. It is a powerful country and a major player in the Middle East.
I think the key issue in destabilizing Iran is to burn the Russians, who have come in strongly on the side of Syria in aid of both Syria and Iran. They want to breed dissension within the region. And additionally, of course, the part of the effort is to seriously injure the economies. Frankly, this targets Britain and the United States, because this destabilization is going to push oil prices and fuel prices even further.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Senior editor of Veterans Today, Gordon Duff, joining us via Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, as always, it's a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.